5 Takeaways from Democratic National Convention's First Night. Chicago Day 1 of the Democratic National Convention kicked off with excitement as delegates and attendees listened to speeches from major lawmakers and leaders from the Democratic Party. Amid remarks from President Joe Biden and former Secretary of State and 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, protesters gathered outside the perimeter of the United Center to demonstrate against the Biden-Harris administration's military support for Israel during the Israel-Hamas war. Here are 5 takeaways from Day 1 of the DNC. Biden passes torch to Harris. After an introduction from his daughter Ashley, Biden in tears took the stage amid resounding applause. "Thank you, thank you. I love you," he told the audience as they entered into a standing ovation, chanting, "We love Joe." Biden shook up the presidential race when he abruptly withdrew his candidacy on July 21 and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is now coronating Harris instead of Biden. Turning to the responsibility he felt on the heels of his presidency, Biden said, "We were in the grip of a once-in-a-century pandemic, historic joblessness, a call for racial justice, long overdue, clear and present threats to our very democracy," adding that he believes our best days are not behind us. Biden said the country is at an inflection point, one of those rare moments in history when the decisions we make now will determine the fate of our nation and the world for decades to come. He said Harris will be a leader respected by all, one who will put her stamp on the country's future. "The ancient Greeks taught us that character is destiny," Biden said. "Selecting Kamala was the best decision I made my whole career." As he capped his remarks, he quoted the song American Anthem, written by Gene Shear and recorded by Norah Jones. "One verse stands out," he said, "the work and prayers of centuries have brought us to this day. What shall our legacy be? What will our children say? Let me know in my heart when my days are through, America, America, I gave my best to you." Hillary says the future is here. Clinton took the stage Monday night, telling the convention crowd, "We are writing a new chapter in America's story." In 2016, Clinton became the first woman to be nominated for president from a major political party when she challenged former President Donald Trump. Reflecting on that race and its outcome, Clinton said, "Together, we put a lot of cracks in the highest, hardest, glass ceiling, and tonight, we're so close to breaking through." The election was historic not only for Clinton's identity as a woman, but also for the contrast between polling averages leading up to it and the final results. 538's national average on election day had Clinton's support at 45.7% and Trump's at 41.8%. Clinton won the popular vote 48.2% to 46.1% over Trump, but lost in key blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where she was projected to win by more than a 70% chance. Trump won the election with 304 electoral votes. "The story of my life and the history of our country is that progress is possible, but not guaranteed. We have to fight for it and never, ever give up," Clinton said, acknowledging the loss. "There is always a choice. Do we push forward or pull back? Come together as we the people or split into us versus them? That's the choice we face in this election. Kamala has the character, experience, and vision to lead us forward," Clinton said. "This is our time, America. This is when we stand up. This is when we break through. The future is here." Democrats tout momentum. Democrats are feeling energized after trailing Trump in national and key battleground state polls for weeks prior to Biden's exit from the race. With Harris now holding a 2.6% lead over Trump in 538's national polling average, and after gaining on the former president or leading him in many swing states, Democrats hope the new momentum will continue through the convention and into the election in November. For some key Democrats, this momentum stretches beyond another White House term. "I believe we will take the House of Representatives back. I think Kamala Harris is going to win this race. I think we're looking at women consolidating around this country like we've not seen in the past," Representative Rosa DeLauro said during a speech at an Axios event on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the party is on a happy adventure while speaking at the Labor Council meeting on Monday. America is smiling from ear to ear because they know we're going to get rid of Donald Trump, and they know we're going to do even more for working people when we win, he said. At the same meeting, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, one of two finalists in Harris's running mate vetting process, said the United States will never be a right-to-work nation under a Harris presidency. Whether they are nurses working with our seniors, whether it's someone building a road in the head of summer, the level of respect that is being shown to our workers is unmet when it comes to Kamala Harris, Shapiro said, referring to the union voting bloc that is crucial to securing the Keystone State's 19 electoral votes. Protests unfold in Chicago. The day's major pro-Palestinian demonstration began around noon in Union Park, west of the United Center. Although many attendees anticipated the march would start close to noon, it didn't begin after hours of speeches in the park, an almost 14-acre space that hosts the annual Pitchfork Music Festival. The demonstrators included Arab and Muslim activists and a range of other groups, mostly left-wing. The Democratic Socialists of America and Code Pink were among those in the mix. Before the march began, there were tensions. An early confrontation pitted a street preacher, who was condemning Islam, and some protesters who had shielded their faces. Although many attendees anticipated the march would start around noon or 1 p.m., it took over 3 hours to begin winding down Washington Boulevard. After walking west from Union Park towards the United Center, protesters flooded Park 578. A man from the area, who gave his name as Sutton, told the Epoch Times he had some sympathy for protesters. He wondered if the people in his neighborhood park knew how many shootings take place in the vicinity. Soon, they tore down and pushed through a few interconnected sections of fencing. It was the first of many barriers separating the park from the arena, visible across the parking lots to the south. A standoff ensued. One demonstrator sat on top of fencing between the protesters and a row of blue-helmeted Chicago Police Department officers. Additional law enforcement, including U.S. Capitol Police, stood on the United Center side of Washington Boulevard. A police radio crackled, "Officers, please be careful." The Chicago Police Department couldn't confirm how many protesters were arrested on Monday night, telling the Epoch Times they would provide that information during a press conference on the morning of August 20. Party platform adopted. The Democratic Party released its 2024 platform on the eve of the convention Sunday evening, 1 month after an earlier draft summary was posted to the party's website. The platform spans a 92-page document and outlines the party's goals and practices moving forward. Delegates voted on the platform on Monday, which hasn't been updated since Biden stepped out of the race and endorsed Harris. The preamble, for example, mentions how President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Democrats are running to finish the job. Party platforms often reflect the policy vision of the presidential candidate, but there are key areas where the document reflects Biden's policies in contrast to recent positions taken by Harris on the campaign trail, including her earned income and child tax credits. The platform, which blames companies for increasing prices on everyday essentials, also lacks Harris's plan, unveiled last week, to create a federal ban on price-gouging groceries. The document also contains 150 mentions of Trump, contrasting his policies with those of the Democratic Party. If left unchanged, the document owes much of its inspiration to the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. It touts both the bipartisan infrastructure law and the failed bipartisan border bill, suggesting that Harris could potentially run on the achievements of her boss Biden heading into November. The platform acknowledges issues with housing costs and shortages but lacks Harris's plan to build 3 million homes by the end of her first term that are affordable to the lower and middle classes. There is also no mention of her proposal to provide a $25,000 subsidy for first-time homebuyers towards a down payment on a new home.